Well, somebody find Murphy and tell him to shove his law up his keister. Well, that's out of the way. All right, let's roll here. Yeah, it was a bad day yesterday. We don't need any more of those. Let's not make a habit of it. So there are three plays to take some profits with today. Here's my score projections on the two NBA games. I've got Indiana 111, New York Knicks 109, Denver Nuggets 107, and Minnesota 105. So I'm going to play three same game parlays. One's a same game parlay extra, same game parlay plus. The lingo is slightly different, but all we're doing is combining the two first picks, which I'll give you right now. So game one that I mentioned with Indiana, I do like Indiana to win. I like it to be relatively high scoring at 220. I'm going to take Indiana plus 8.5 and the game to go over 207.5. That was priced at minus 115 at MGM. Can do it for 3/4 of a unit. So we just need 208 points or more, and we need Indiana to either win or lose by 8 or less for the cash on that one. The second game, as I mentioned, I think Denver sneaks one out. They're at home. This has been odd so far, you know, with Denver losing 2 at home and then winning 2 in Minnesota, or you could reverse it if you want. Minnesota wins on the road and then loses at home. This is in Denver. I don't think that stays. I think Denver wins this one. I don't think it's going to be necessarily a blowout, but I would lean that way more than Denver losing. But anyway, so I said Denver 107, Minnesota 105. I'm taking a same-game parlay here. Denver plus 4.5, and the game to go over 196.5. And again, you know that I have Denver winning, and I have it at 212. So Denver, as long as you win or lose by 4 or less, and the game goes 197 or more, we're good there. So that's another 3/4 of a unit play, also at MGM, and also at minus 115. Again, that was Denver plus 4.5, and the game over 196.5. And now we're doing for the third play is combining both of those plays. Both the above bets combined for half of a unit at plus 249. So you've got a nice big payout there. Now again, a show is either a winner or a loser. So if one of these original bets, the Indiana game or the Denver game, loses, we know that the day is a loser, because first of all, we're paying minus 115. So if we split, we're down 0.15 of a unit. But because we have the same game parlay plus, we're down another half. So if one of these two plays loses, we're down 0.65, and it's a 0 in 1 day, down 0.65. If all of them lose, obviously we're down a little over 2 units on this day. Now, of course, some places out there are pushing you and selling you a pick for $35, $50, whatever, $100, that they may say is 5 units all in one play, and they're probably going to lose that play. But that's just Murphy playing his games again there, right? Now, if we win both of them, we're in pretty good shape. We win 3/4 and 3/4 for 1.5, and then we win a half play on a plus 249 bet, which is another 1.25 then. So that's a pretty good day, a 2.75 profit if both these bets, original bets, win. So again, Indiana plus 8.5, the game over 207.5. Denver plus 4.5, and the game over 196.5. And then the third play is combining both of those together. All right, good luck.